This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Officials with King Soopers are seeking a restraining order against striking workers. The union representing the workers says they are exercising their rights. But in a court filing, the company says picketing workers have blocked entrances to the stores and harassed people going inside. The company is now asking a judge to limit how many picketers can demonstrate near its buildings and how they can do it. A court hearing on the order is expected tomorrow. Colorado Mesa University has been awarded $300,000 to help find solutions for Western Slope water issues. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
The grant is from the Colorado River District, a water protection agency, and will be matched by the university. The River District's head calls this an investment in, quote, expertise and leadership needed to secure Western Colorado's water future. The money will pay for an executive director for Colorado Mesa's Ruth Pell Hutchins Water Center, as well as develop a long-term vision for the center. The Colorado River District has also announced nearly $200,000 for water projects across the Western Slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A cold front from Montana and Canada moved in across Colorado last night, bringing snow and sub-zero temperatures with it. Light snow is expected to continue to fall across the front range throughout the afternoon and evening, but the real accumulation will begin overnight when temps will plummet below zero. The Denver metro area and the eastern plains are expected to receive 3 to 6 inches of snow by tomorrow morning, and the northern mountains may receive up to 10 inches of snow. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.